It's time for our gut check, and in studio with us, good buddy of mine. We go way back. Our kids go way back. It's Miss Angela Grucka, and Ange is the new youth director of Delta United Methodist Church, and I had no idea that she was the youth director until she reached out and says, I want to do the youth group spotlight. And I'm like, girl, let's do this, and let's have you do a gut check as well. So welcome, Ange.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and turn things over to you and let you give us the gut check.
Absolutely. All right. Today, let's talk about some forgiveness. What does it mean to forgive? Why should we forgive? And most importantly, what does God say about it? So to answer these questions, let's start off with the meaning of forgiveness. Defined according to Webster, it is defined as the action or process of forgiving or being forgiven. Sounds simple enough, right? Nah, not always, though. Forgiveness can be difficult. The wrongs that others have done to us can cut deep and they hurt. We can feel angry and broken and crushed. We can even feel destroyed. These feelings, of course, as we know, can lead us down a dark path, whether it's a path of depression, addiction, suicidal thoughts, and even most recently with so many children who are committing suicide. But forgiveness, man, forgiveness is powerful. It can free our hearts and move us past all that anger, the hurt, the resentment, and the depression. Lord is good. So, how can you experience the freeing power of forgiveness, and what does God's word say about it? So let's start here. First of all, we all need forgiveness, for we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God according to Romans 3:23. Isn't this true? Fallen Amen. Short every day. Every day. From there, we need to forgive others. It's a prerequisite for our own forgiveness. According to Matthew 6:14-15, for if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. If you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive yours. Whoa. Yeah, that's a lot in that. That's a powerful verse. But we have the promise that God is always ready and willing to forgive us, and ask that we extend this same forgiveness to others first. If we have the resentment and bitterness in our hearts, it's time to let go and let God. He'll heal us and forgive us and give us the ability to forgive others. So third, a lack of forgiveness breaks our fellowship with God. Who knew? According to Matthew in chapter 5, verse 23 and 24, so if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. So the Bible is quite clear in this one. Holding on to our bitterness and anger in our hearts is a sin. So if we aren't actively seeking to let go of said sin, it will break our fellowship with God. And unfortunately, friends, we won't experience everything God has to offer. So forgive others first is our prerequisite, and make sure that we do this so that we don't lose our fellowship in Christ. We should owe others forgiveness even when they don't ask for it. According to Matthew, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained a brother. How often do you hold it against someone when they haven't apologized to you? I think we've all experienced that where we expect someone to come and say, gee, I'm sorry for what I said or what I did, and just apologize. Unfortunately, that isn't always the case. You could be waiting forever, or it may never happen because that person isn't willing to give you said forgiveness. But God commands us to be the initiators in this conversation. Go to that person. Talk to them. Talk it out. It's not easy. It's not going to be easy, especially if they don't want to reconcile the differences and the hurt that they have caused you. But go forth first. Being the bigger person, so to speak, as my mother would say, be that bigger person. Go ahead of them as God commands. It's critical for us to be able to move forward in our relationship with Jesus. Also, we owe forgiveness to those who don't deserve it. There are numerous examples in the Bible where we are called to forgive others, even when they don't deserve it, such as when Jesus was nailed on the cross, he prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Can you imagine being persecuted and beaten and nailed to a cross, a sinless man, and yet Jesus prayed for those individuals who were persecuting him, who had beaten him, and who had nailed him to the cross. Let that sink in a second, friends, because that right there, if you could just imagine being on that cross at a point where you just have had enough, and yet Jesus has asked our Heavenly Father to forgive them. So when you're having a difficult time and you believe that that person doesn't deserve your forgiveness, remember that God forgave you when you too were undeserving. So what happens if we choose not to forgive? There are consequences, and they are eternal consequences. According to Matthew 18, verse 34 and 35, it says, "And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all of his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." This verse is quite deep. There's a lot to be said here, that God takes forgiveness seriously. And finally, God gives us the ability to forgive others. Forgiving can be one of the hardest things you'll ever do, but God requires it. And therefore, such is that command, we should go forth and forgive those. But thankfully, we don't have to do this alone. We are never in this alone, my friends. We have Jesus. We have the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit to be able to move forward, to forgive others, to free ourselves. So today, as your takeaway from this, I'm leaving you with Ephesians 4:32. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you.
That's a good word. That's a good gut check. So can we have you pray for our listeners, please?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, Lord, we heard your calling. We know that we are to go forth to forgive others as you have forgiven us. Such a powerful message, Father, that we can go forth during this Lenten season and go and forgive, God. It is so freeing. Lord, we pray for all those that are dealing in suffering, who are dealing in depression, addiction, suicidal thoughts. Lord, we pray for those who can't forgive and those who need forgiveness. Lord, may they be set free in your word. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Once again, Angela Greca, Youth Director of Delta United Methodist Church. So, Ange,
yes.
What's going on with the youth group? Tell us about it.
You know what? Coming from a small town in Delta, we are so fortunate to have such an amazing youth group. We have three pretty distinct groups. We gather together starting on Sunday in the evening for high schoolers. We have an awesome fellowship time. We worship. We have just a great time together, and that's for the senior high at 6 and 7:30. And then on Wednesdays after school, we have a great program where the kids can just come into Delta, into the church, and build new friendships. We have games. We encourage them with their homework. Of course, we have food and a short Bible message. Now that the weather is getting really nice, we've been outside, which is really awesome. In the evening, we offer a community meal. So all are welcome, parents included. Don't just drop off your short people. Bring them inside, have some dinner, enjoy the people, and then the kids, you can leave them at the church. All from preschool to eighth grade. We separate them into two groups. So we've got kids' time for the preschoolers through fifth grade, where they go and they get to have worship and games and crafts and a Bible story. And for our fifth to eighth graders, we offer awesome teaching from scripture on how to live out their faith, how to have a good time in the word using, you know, fun interactive games, lots of group discussions. So that's about what's going on.
That's awesome. Well, if people wanted to find out more about your church, your group, and just some of the things that you're involved with, where could they find you as far as maybe social media or online?
Sure. Our website is having issues right now, so I won't direct you there.
That's okay.
But we do have a Facebook page. It's Delta United Methodist Church. And from there, under that page, you can find our kids page, which is Kids Time. And we also have the Delta Youth Center, which is another place that we have pictures and what's going on with the church there.
Very cool. Hey, Ange, super appreciate you coming in and doing this.
I loved it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.